Senate Bill 95, an act to authorize account wagering and multi-jurisdictional simulcasting and interactive wagering hubs to revise certain provisions regarding paramutual racing.
Senate Bill 95, having had its second reading, is now for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. Don't let the title scare you. The purpose of this legislation is to replace and enhance revenues that were lost when the funds that were funding the racing funds were moved to a location in South Dakota that the taxes were no longer available. And these funds would be used to support the horse racing tracks in Aberdeen, Fort Pierre, and in general to support horsemen in South Dakota, which is vital to our ongoing economic development and the horse industry in South Dakota. What it does is authorizes the Commission on Gaming to develop rules for account wagering, and it simply permits another method of placing a parimutuel bet in South Dakota. This isn't an expansion of gambling. This is just something that we've been doing and has a long history in South Dakota, but it's just a new form to enable the replacement of a lost tax. The way it's going to be working is the players in this would establish an account in the South Dakota bank against which wagers could be deducted and winnings deposited. The bets would be placed by either telephone or electronically under specific safeguards. It would create what is called a totalizator hub, which is a facility or a device that enables the communication and data transfer to place and collect wagers. Sections 1 and 9 of the bill are primary provisions to accomplish the goals of this legislation, with Section 1 giving the Commission authority to make rules with regards to account wagering, licensing of the totalizator hubs, the fee setting for the investigating the companies, and Section 9 sets the revenues collected at 1/4 of 1% of the handle through the hubs, with 0.20% of these funds going to the Special Racing Revolving Fund and 0.05% to the South Dakota Bred Racing Fund. The remaining provisions of the bill include references to the totalizator hubs and make minor revisions to the chapter on horse and dog racing, which is already in statute. Section 2 includes the word hubs so that it accommodates the creation of these hubs. Section 3 includes hubs and payout winnings to be bonded. Section 4 clarifies the provisions of the chapter apply to all the licensees, not just track operators. Section 5 of the original bill was deleted, and the concept of that section was included in Section 1. Section 5 allows greater flexibility for the Gaming Commission to establish purses for the South Dakota bred horses. Section 6 extends the time from 60 days to 1 year to claim funds. Section 7 clarifies that the payments under this chapter are in lieu of other taxes. Section 8 clarifies that the prohibition on fraud in license application applies to all licensees under the chapter, not just track operators. I'll close with saying that horse racing provides us substantial economic and entertainment benefits to the people of the state of South Dakota, and this bill is critical to maintain the important activity for South Dakota horse racing and the long-held tradition of horse racing in both Aberdeen and the economic impact that it provides to the citizens and the horsemen of South Dakota. I would urge your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 95. And let me also close by saying that the fewer questions you ask of this bill, probably the more you'll understand this bill.
Further remarks, Senator Knudsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I rise in opposition of this bill. Senator Sutton, the title did scare me, and this non-expansion of gambling takes 9 sections, 6 pages. This is designed to facilitate additional gambling. It's designed to allow bigger bets, quicker bets. It is an enhancement of the gambling industry and business, and we should not be doing that in South Dakota. We have more than enough gambling already. So I would urge you to vote no. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Sutton. Does any member of the body wish to speak before Senator Sutton speaks a second time? Hearing none, Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just remind the body that if this bill does not pass, horse racing and dog racing will still continue to be part of South Dakota. It's not an expansion of gambling. It's merely providing an additional form of revenue to replace lost revenue that the horsemen and the horse race tracks have always depended on to support their sport. So again, it's not furthering gambling. It's not an expansion. The sport will still be here. These races will still take place. This is just merely an attempt to replace lost funds to the industry that they've lost through no fault of their own. Again, I urge your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 95.
Are there any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 95. I would advise the body that this contains appropriations and will require a two-thirds vote. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Vogue?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Dunwald?
Aye.
Dunafin? Early?
No.
Gant?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Kelly?
No.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knutson?
No.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koistra?
No.
Hoskin?
Aye.
Lins?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
No.
Sutton Dan? Sutton Duane?
Aye.
Two Bulls? Sutton, Dan, aye. Mr. President, ayes 29, nays 5, excused 1.
Senate Bill 95, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.